VU3 Juliet Fox Mike for Tom again, Jim.
Oh, very good, Yasha. Wow, your signals might even be stronger now. VU3 Juliet Fox Mike. Yes, and I hope you'll be able to listen to Tom's recording. Tom, I told him all about your ham gallery and how to find the sound clip down there at the bottom at 2025. So Yasha's going to try that. So, yeah, let me turn it to Tom real quick. There were other India calling too, but we'll turn it to him so he can work it there, Josh. And KHCX, go ahead, Tom, WA3FET.
Okay, thanks, Jim. VU3JFM from Kilo 8 Charlie X-Ray. Oh, nice to hear you again. You're always booming. You're 5'9 in here, even though the propagation seems to be fading a little bit. And it's always good to hear you there. I hear you up on, I think, around 224 on a lot of the days. And I think I have two recordings of you on Ham Gallery. So if you go to hamgallery.com and type your call in the search engine there, it should bring up where they're at. And so I wonder how you copy me, VU3JFM from KHCX.
Roger, VU K8CX and Whiskey Alpha 3 Fox Echo Tango. This is a VU3 Juliet Fox Mike returning. Okay, Tom, very good evening. Nice to hear you. I was just on the band and I heard you come over. So I thought I should come and thank you for those recordings. And yeah, I was just talking to Jim and he let me know about Ham Gallery. I wasn't aware of this site, but I'm extremely fascinated of like how well curated and well documented everything is on this site. And I was looking for my call sign and then I saw the first recording, like you said, and I was astonished because I didn't remember having that QSO yesterday, but then I figured that there are two recordings. So really appreciate you putting all those up. You know, it gives you a lot of information when you can hear your station from another location and see how you're sounding. So thanks a lot for that. And I won't keep it long, but actually the condition has improved, like Jim was saying. Jim, you're about 15 dB over 9, and Tom, your report is 5.9 plus 10 with me. So both of you are doing a very fine job, and the propagation seems to be pretty good as well. Anyways, Tom, thanks for all that all those two recordings on Ham Gallery. I just browsed through them, but they're pretty long ones, 7 to 8 minutes, so I'll definitely go through that. Thanks for the lovely contact as well. 73 Storm, and I hope to catch you again. Kilo 8 Charlie X-Ray, this is Victor Uniform 3, Juliet Fox, Mike, over.
Okay, Jashaun, very good. Yeah, my pleasure. And like I say, you always have a nice booming signal in here, so you make a really good recording. Hey, I want to ask you, I'm on looking you up on QRZ.com, and you got this propeller behind you. What's that all about?
Yeah, Jim, QSL, that's called a paramotor. So I'm sure you know about paragliding, where you take off from the top of the mountain and you glide down, and maybe if you catch some thermals, you can gain height. The same apparatus, you put a two-stroke motor and you put a propeller on the motor and you have a throttle in your hand. So that acts like your power plant, like the engine of the aircraft, and the paraglider is the same like the wing. So the more throttle you add, the more lift it gives you. So basically you can fly in flat lands with that. It's called a paramotor, PPG, very famous in the United States. Back to you.
Okay, wow, thanks for that info. Wow, that sounds really interesting. And a little bit scary, but I guess it's safe. I guess you know how to do it well. So, yeah, thanks for telling me about that. And thanks again for calling in here. It's always good to hear you. So I'll say 7-3 to you, and I'll turn it back to Jim for a final. My pleasure to hear you here on 20 meters again. WA3FET to take it, KHCX.
Okay, KH Charlie X-Ray and the group WA3FET. And yeah, the conditions actually have improved, so maybe this is a better time, Tom, because his signal now, Jashaun, your signal now is up to 10 dB over 9, so you're 5.9 plus 10, and before you were, you know, F S7, S8, maybe sometimes S9, but now it's improved. So, and my signal's improved there too, so that's really good. Yeah, so maybe this is the peak time. Yeah, we also, after we worked you, we worked Arun 9NC1 Charlie Alpha in Nepal, and then we worked Rubai Sugar 21 Radio Whiskey in Bangladesh. And everybody knows Devin, K1DSK, so that's quite a small world again. Okay, 73, and I think there's some other stations calling, so while we got the propagation, we'll bring in the other stations. But send it back for a final. And yeah, we see the paragliders sometimes over here. We see them flying, and it's a quite interesting sight. We also see hot air balloons. Sometimes we'll see the hot air balloons going up too. Okay, back to you, Jashan, and really great to work you again here. VU3 Joliet Fox Mike, WA3 FET.
Yeah, Roger. QSL Jim and Tom, I won't keep it long. I want you to have good fun with the propagation. And yeah, QSL, after the monsoon, I plan to go aerial mobile with end-fed antenna on the paramotor. So maybe the next time we meet, I can tell you more about it. And Tom, I really love all your QSL cards. You've nicely kept them. I was just telling Jim about it. Really, really wonderful job with that. They look amazing. Okay, thank you for the beautiful QSO to both of you gentlemen. And hope you get many more DX, and hope to catch up with you again. 73 is from India, and wish you good DX. Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray, and Whiskey Alpha 3 Fox Echo Tango. This is VU3 Juliet Fox Mike. Bye-bye, Jim. 73 is...
Okay, 73 in just amazing conditions right now. You're really booming in here. So that is fantastic. And we'll look forward again.